Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Tuesday, December 13th, 2016. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. I would say it's Taco Tuesday, but it was really Office Christmas Party Tuesday for me. Kind of a little late getting back to things. This week, next week, it's going to be a little different around the office, right? It's full of cookies and snacks and treats and that sort of thing. White elephant gifts. You get the idea. Anyways, hey, obviously going to talk about the market, because the market can't stop making new highs. Even if you wanted it to, right? It's like, don't we need a pullback here one of these days? I think so, but I don't know if we're going to get one. Well, we will get one. But when? When we're not expecting it, I guess. Anyway, so we have the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, the Dow. They all hit new highs. And Dow 20,000 on the radar screens. Every couple seconds, we're getting updates on how close it is. We're this point away. We were closer, but now we're not. Oh, now we're getting close again. This, that, and the other thing. Doesn't really matter. It's just a number. But, you know, 20,000, it feels like it's a hurdle, right? It feels like it's a benchmark. It's just sitting there. You want to hit it. Heck, yesterday, the 10-year Treasury hit 2.5. It actually went over a little bit, and that was the first time since 2014, so it looks like higher rates are here to come. We'll get more information on that tomorrow when the Fed makes their announcement and gives their statement. That's tomorrow, I think it is 11 p.m. West Coast time. That's 2 p.m. out there in Baltimore Raven country on the East Coast. They almost came back and won last night. But they didn't. Anyways, so we have fresh highs. Seven sessions in a row now for the Dow making new highs. And the S&P 500, S&P 500 up 0.7%. And for the year, it's up 13.5%. That's pretty good, right? Take that every single year. The QQQ, the technology stocks led today, right? They rallied, and year-to-date, the QQQ is now up 8.6%. And guess what? This is the big news. Drum roll, please. Did you know that today, the QQQ, the NASDAQ 100, posted its best close ever, 121.11. And no financial stocks in there, mostly technology stocks in the NASDAQ. And its previous all-time high was in March 2000. Ah, happy days, right? At least it's seemingly so, until it all came to an end. March of 2000. But anyways, yeah, finally, after what, 16 years? 16 plus years? Almost 17? That's a long time to break even if you bought, if you had a market order to buy at 120.50. Long time to break even on that buy. Hopefully you took a tax loss sale and reinvested and made some money elsewhere. So that's the overall market. Pretty good. Small caps didn't do as well today. It looks like technology stocks had their turn. So we could be in the money rotation game. If there's not new money coming in, then money's going to start moving around here and there. News today on appointments. Donald J. Trump making appointments. He named former Texas governor and former Dancing with the Star alum, Rick Perry, as Secretary of Energy. And the funny thing about that is, remember back in, I think it was 2012, or maybe it was 11 during the campaign season, when Perry said he wanted to shut down three agencies, and he couldn't remember the third one. It was, I think, the EPA, the Energy, and what was the third one? Oh, the Energy Department! And now he's going to head it. Kind of interesting, but it's almost... Doesn't that kind of make sense? Hey, the guy wants to shut down. Maybe Trump puts him in there and says, hey, look, we're not going to shut it down, but do what you can to fix it. I don't know. Kind of funny, right? So you know what they do, the Department of Energy? They play a leading role in designing nuclear weapons and in ensuring the safety and reliability of the nation's aging nuclear arsenal through a constellation of scientific laboratories. They also manage the country's nuclear weapons stockpile and runs American programs on nuclear non-proliferation and counterterrorism. You know, I didn't know that at first blush, but now I do. You know, you think they were just about oil and gas and pipelines, but no, they got this other stuff too going on too. That's kind of what happens with government agencies, right? They kind of expand beyond whatever their original mission was. Wasn't that established by Jimmy Carter back when he was in charge of things? So you know who else was at the, you know who else got appointed today? Rex Tillerson. Rex Tillerson. He's going to be our Secretary of State. At least he was nominated for that. Exxon CEO. Anyways, it sounds like oil name, right? Tillerson, because it rhymes with Drillerson. Drill, drill, drill. You know who else visited the Trump Tower today? Kanye. Kanye West. Yeah. He of mental health check, recent mental health check fame. Anyways, Trump said he was a good guy, good friend, blah, blah, blah. Ray Lewis was there, former Baltimore Raven linebacker. Talk about some of the issues. But anyways, I think kind of a good sign. Interesting, interesting. So, you know, we're looking at Dow 20,000. You know what else we're looking at? Berkshire Hathaway Air shares crossing $250,000 a share. Almost made it. They were above it a little bit, but they closed $249,711 for one share of the Air shares. Apple released their iOS 10.2. And without Netflix, of course. And so I downloaded it, uploaded and looked at it and added my apps to it. But it doesn't have Netflix, which is where I spend most of my time. So, yeah, I look for stuff and it says, oh, you want to buy it from iTunes? So you kind of wonder if this is going to be a vehicle for Apple in the future to sell their own videos. Or at least it gives them, gives a window, right? You search for stuff. You search for actors, actresses, movies, topics. And it shows everything but the competition, but Netflix. So we'll see what happens with that going on in the future. Also in Apple news today, the Apple AirPods are on sale. Those are the earbuds, the wireless Bluetooth earbuds that were announced with the new iPhone, but delayed, delayed, delayed. And now you can order them, but you won't get them before Christmas. You'll get them December 29th at the earliest. They're going to be $159 a pair. So how many of those are you going to get? I don't know. I might just stay wired, right? I don't know. $159 would be cool. Probably going to lose them though. I don't know. Kind of small. Anyways, Apple was up today 1.6%. So that's good. That's good. Apple's been rallying the last few months, but underperforming the Dow. Tesla was also in the news today. Tesla, their stock was up pretty good. So one of the reasons why is an announcement from Google, because Google is said to be scaling back on self-driving cars. At least their plans on manufacturing the vehicles. So maybe somebody else will get the Google technology or license the Google technology or whatever. And hey, look at Tesla, but I don't know. I still think that we're going to see Toyota, Ford, Chevy, etc. in that market in the not too distant future with cars that are a lot cheaper than Tesla. We shall see. But IBM made some news today. They are actually up 1.7% as well. They plan a $1 billion investment in U.S. employees, hiring of 25,000 employees over the next 4 years. Big Blue, that stock's been struggling, right? Not a leader, kind of an older tech name, but they've been trying to expand and with different technologies, and we'll see how they do. But I guess their training program and the new hires, they're going to have new approaches in education, training, and recruiting, and try to fill evolving technology needs. So we'll see how IBM does in the future. It's been, I don't know. You know, I work at a place that has a lot of IBM equipment, I can tell you that, and a lot of IBM software. That isn't that great. I am an IT person, by the way, so that's why I know that. But anyways, yeah, so that's the market. Let's see what else is going on in the news. Russia. I don't have anything specific about Russia other than Russia. So, you know, the recounts failed. And what else failed? Hillary won the popular vote, but she didn't win the Electoral College. So now, since the Electoral College are submitting their votes next week, the 19th, I believe, looks like the Democrats are going after them, targeting them. Change your vote. Don't vote for Trump. Vote for somebody else. I don't think it's going to happen, but we're going to be smothered with that in the news over the next week until those votes are cast. And there's calls for investigating Russia impacting our election or influencing election, this, that, the other thing. Blah, blah, blah. I don't believe a lot of it. I'm at the point where I think everything is fake news. Or at least propaganda. I think they are trying to manipulate us. I don't know who the they are. Maybe it's Russia. Maybe it's our own intelligence folks. Or maybe it's just people who are really good at journalism. I don't know. But anyways, I think it's all fake. Everything is fake. Or just assume half of what you hear is true. You just don't know what half, right? So just be skeptical. Be skeptical. And enjoy those holiday parties and holiday cookies. See ya.
Podsafe Music at musicali.com. This is Kids of 88 with Just a Little Bit. See ya.